The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're getting closer and closer to November. I can't believe it, but it is today is July 17th. And November, I think the election is November 3rd. We'll be here before you know it. Well, it's going to be a different summer because we're not going to have the political conventions as we usually would. The Republicans are actually going to have a convention. The Democrats are not. And, I don't know whether I should say this or not. Why not? I'll go ahead and say it. If you look at how people are handling this COVID-19 thing. Now, this is a generalization, and I know we should usually avoid generalizations. I know that. But as a generalization, I find, this is just my personal experience, the people that are most fearful, the people that are most paranoid, the people that are the most upset about the COVID-19 thing, the virus, and even the mask issue, the farther left they are politically, the more frightened they are. This is just my observation. I don't have any scientific data on it, and I fully admit it. But in just my personal experience, the people who are the most fearful, I mean, living lives of fear, I mostly to the left politically. Now, I said all that to say this. I try to avoid politics as much as possible on this program. And between now and November, it's not going to be all politics every day. I promise you that. But we're not going to be able to avoid talking politics, political parties, political candidates between now and November. We can't. It's a part of our life. And whoever's elected in November, that is going to impact every single one of us. So I found these two articles fascinating. Here is headline number one. Now listen carefully, all right? Because you'll have to distinguish between the two. Headline number one. Trump is using us. Christian Republican group launches ad urging people not to vote for Trump. Trump is using us. Christian Republican group launches ad urging people not to vote for Trump. That's headline number one. Headline number two. Is Trump using Christians? No, but God is using him. Isn't that fascinating? Same day, two headlines. Trump is using us. Christian Republican group launches ad urging people not to vote for Trump. And the other headline, is Trump using Christians? No, but God is using him. Now, let me deal with the first one first. And I had not heard of this movement. And I'm trying to find out who's behind it. And I am always extremely suspicious of a group that doesn't let you know who's behind it. A political group or any other group, if they don't want you to know who's behind it, I'm suspicious. Anyway, it is a group called, let's see, I've got it marked here somewhere. Oh, my goodness, I saw this just a minute ago. Republican Voters Against Trump. That's it. All right, Republican Voters Against Trump. We don't know who's behind it, but they are Christian Republicans, and they're against Trump. And they have some ads up on YouTube, and I read through the content of their ad, and I immediately dismissed them as not being trustworthy whatsoever, and I'll tell you why. Here's the story, and then I'll get to it. A group of Christian Republicans is warning other Christians and Republicans not to vote for President Trump in the 2020 election. An ad entitled, "Trump is Using Us," was released on Tuesday of this week on the Republican Voters Against Trump YouTube channel. The minute-long video features six Republican voters who explain how Trump is manipulating and using believers. The Trump asserts that the president, or the group asserts, that the president does not reflect anything regarding Christianity based on his words and actions. And here's what is in the ad. They highlighted Trump's infamous remarks on grabbing a woman's blank in leaked video footage from 2005. Okay. That was 15 years ago. Tell me something currently. But here's the one that got to me. Another highlight of the ad was Trump's comments following a violent white nationalist rally in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia. The president had stated there were very fine people on both sides. Okay. That is a blatant, absolute lie. Now, if these people are Republicans, okay. If they claim to be Christians, why are they perpetrating a lie in order to oppose Donald Trump? Donald Trump never said that any of the white supremacists were fine people. The rally was not intended to be a white supremacist rally. Now, if you care about truth, you already know this. Did the white supremacists come and take it over? Yes. But the rally was about whether to take down particular statues in Charlottesville. That's what the rally was all about. Should we take them down? Should we not? Should we not? Should we? Should we? Should we not? And there were fine people on both sides of the issue of whether to take the statue down or not. Later on in the very same speech, Donald Trump clearly condemned the white supremacists. The far liberal left has taken that speech out of context and lied about it over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just a blatant lie. So this group, Christian Republicans, Republican Voters Against Trump. That's Republican Voters Against Trump. They have no credibility in my sight whatsoever because in one 60-second ad, they have basically highlighted a blatant lie. Christians don't do that. I know some Republicans that do. But anyway, that's fascinating. That's one article. And then the other one. Is Trump using Christians? No, but God is using him. We'll talk about that article when we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I dealt with one story before the break. Headline, Trump is using us, Christian Republican group launches ad, urging people not to vote for Trump. I've been trying to find out who's behind that. Evidently, they don't want us to know. And then I've got this. Is Trump using Christians? No, but God is using him. And it's a lengthy article written by a man that I'm just now becoming acquainted with. I mentioned him yesterday. Shane Eidelman. He is the founder and lead pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Southern California. And he writes a very thought-provoking, I think, well-balanced article about can Christians actually support Donald Trump in the next election? Let me give you just a few quotes from his article. Trump is not using us. If anything, we are using him. And I mean that in the right way. We're not following a man. He's shaping a movement. A better question to be asking, though, is what direction is the country headed? If a leader lacks Christian character but is pointing the nation back to God, is that a bad thing? If they are minimizing murdering babies and maximizing godly values, is that a bad thing? If they are being a terror to terrorists and making America secure, is that a bad thing? If they are honoring hard work and minimizing free handouts, is that a bad thing? If they respect law enforcement and punish disobedience, is that a bad thing? God doesn't judge a nation based on the character of one man. He judges it based on the spiritual health of her people. Never forget that. I'm equally alarmed at how many progressives and liberals who use his past against him. Thank God that God doesn't hold our past against many of us. They also look to the secular news media for information, but the majority of news outlets spin everything to put President Trump in a bad light. Their hatred for him trumps the truth. Their agenda is simple and clear. Remove him from office at any cost. In actuality, the media is using so many so-called Christians to fuel the flames. And I hope you realize this. They really are coming after you, me, and your Christian values, if truth be told. Headlines mentioned earlier should actually read, the media is using us rather than Trump is using us. Most critics don't care what the facts are. Their hatred for the president overshadows their desperate need for humility. Let this sink in. Innocent children are being protected. Godly counsel is surrounding President Trump. Terror is being restrained. Good judges are being selected. Socialism is being resisted. Families are being encouraged via employment. Black employment is at an all-time high. Prayer is being brought back into schools. God's wisdom is being sought, and on it goes. So again, we're not following a man. We are revitalizing a movement back to God. I'm more concerned with our nation's national character than I am with the president's personal character. And then he goes on and makes some excellent points. This is going to be the wildest, the craziest, the most bizarre, the most down deep and dirty election, I think, of our lifetime. And this author, Shane Eidelman, is making the point that I have made over and over and over again. The far liberal left hates Trump more than they do truth. They are desperate. And I mean desperate with a capital D. They are desperate for power. And they will lie, cheat, and steal in order to win this election. Fully expect, probably starting, I would say probably next month in August, expect a scandal du jour. Well, maybe not every day, but probably once a week. Probably beginning sometime in August, you can absolutely expect some new scandal concerning the president, his family, his finances, his business, almost once every single week. You watch. You watch. They are shameless in what they are willing to do to try to defeat this president. So watch for it and expect it. All right, quickly before the bottom of the hour break, I've got Shirley in Columbus. Shirley, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you so much. I represent the free, brave citizens you sing about when you sing the national anthem. As you know, free citizens are controlled by truth. Brave citizens have the love of God in us, so the only thing we fear is offending him. So, consequently, we do not focus on the error, evil, and sin that all humans are born with, because we are looking for folks that let us know that they want to be salt citizens, that is, seekers and lovers of truth, or people of the light who live in God's holy truth. So, consequently, we do not participate in other sins, because God's very clear about keeping ourselves pure. In fact, we said no to the error and evil sin, and yes to God, Christ's whole call for holiness, purity, and James 3:2, perfection. So we like to identify where God's words are and his meanings are, because that is what separates citizens of earth from citizens of heaven. So I wanted to tell you that for a number of years, I've refused to fund the error, evil, and sin of our government. And when you love people like the IRS or Ohio.
Whoops.
Hello.
Yeah, we start. It was cutting out, and I'm sorry. I don't know what was happening. And unfortunately, the music is starting, which means I'm coming up on a hard break that the computer is going to cut us off. Shirley, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll head to Mount Vernon and talk to Dave when we get back. But I do have a phone line available for you at 877-BOB-LIVE.